Montreal Ornithological Orchestra.
I'm just going to say that was done before artificial intelligence. Somebody
went out and captured
that whole
every
thing
bird in
together.
There. That's right, boys
yes.
and girls. Children's Corner coming up, as a matter of fact.
All
Stay
right.
four, is it?
Yes.
Looks good to me. Stay four of Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Share that with you. Coming up at about 7:15 or so. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. Here for you for another hour till 8 o'clock. And then I think it's This Is Hell. Sorry, that's the way it is this week.
Yeah.
On CKWFM 95.9 on your okay. FM dial. I mentioned this earlier, but those of you, well, it's 7 o'clock. So good morning or good morning again.
Yes.
As Leon Cole used to say.
Yep.
If you were tuning in for our second hour.
Somebody else uses that now.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was copyright. Now,
yes.
On this day in 1577, Francis Drake set sail from England, as I said, 3-year circumnavigation of the world aboard the Pelican.
Way home away, home away, the long way, way home away, home away, go away.
I guess we won't sing that with our choir. It's all male there, of course, all the men singing. I shouldn't even suggest it. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said you're not going to suggest
no,
it.
I'm
are
not
you
going.
Not going
no,
to
no.
suggest
it? From Sea Shanties, the men of the Robert Shaw Chorale, at 7:04.
Yes.
What about the weather? Is it time to way haul away and head
I'll
for
say.
Warmer climates?
Yes. Absolutely. I wouldn't head to the Lower Mainland, though. That might not be the best place right now. It's minus 28 now.
Let's haul away, honey.
Barometric pressure 102.9 and rising.
Okay.
Humidity down to 71% now because it's so cold. Wind coming from the west at 21 and the wind chill, well, it's still minus 40. So, you know.
Yep.
However, it will be sunny today. You know, on the way here, we were walking along. We weren't singing or anything, but I was looking for the Geminids. There's a meteor shower right now. And if it's still dark wherever you're listening from, you might have a look out your window. It's supposed to be the best tonight.
Okay, okay.
Yes, it'll be at its peak tonight. The wind is coming from the northwest today, 20, and gusting to 40. And the high will be up to minus 20 today. And the wind chill by this afternoon will be minus 40. And don't forget, frostbite in minutes. And you know how they have the new red is really bad warning, orange. Mm-hmm. There's a yellow warning out right now for Winnipeg.
Okay.
It's cold.
Is what they're saying. Okay. Yeah. And let's not forget the overnight parking ban is in effect.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't just go parking on winter routes.
Portage Avenue overnight. You can see the sign. There's a truck towing somebody away. Bad. Bad.
I think you're okay till 6 or 7 in the morning. I think 7 in the morning now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just a reminder.
Yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
Is a journey. Now, with Christmas Carol, we take that journey, of course. And Scrooge goes from A to B to C. And what did Mao say? It's a journey that begins with a single step.
I remember how it started still. Those are days that I remember well. It was something in the stars that was new enough to tell there was something going down. So we set out for a foreign land with no idea what we just might find. Cause when you're following a star, you have to walk at night. Sounds crazy even now. And still the search goes on for my way back home, and I can't go back the way I've known. Now the road for me has changed. Nothing seems to look the same. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
CD, The Feast, we heard Old Sage at 7:09. Got another jumble there?
I do have another jumble. You think you're ready to go?
I'm on the edge. I'm on the edge.
Okay, we'll see how you do. In my opinion, This is pretty easy.
Of course they are. You always...
Yeah, but then you get them right away. I tell you, I think this one's more difficult, and you get it right away.
Difficult.
So it doesn't matter.
D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T.
You've got some brain thing.
Brain thing.
Yes.
Brain thing.
Okay, are you ready?
Brain thing. It's a different song.
Yes. Are you ready? You settled down?
Yes, I'm settled.
Okay. R-D-O-P-O.
Droop.
Yes.
Brewer's droop. You don't hear that?
Brewer's droop.
Yeah, it's an old 710.
Okay.
Who'll say 710? If I had another 16 seconds, it would be 711, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying returning to Capital, the birth of a label. We've been talking about this for some weeks now. Unlike some cowboy stars, Woodward Morris, Tex Ritter of Carthage, Texas, was a real cowboy. Began his radio career in 1928, Houston, went to New York, as all cowboys do, played cowboys on Broadway.
What?
Starred on the Lone Star Rangers, first radio western. Began making records in 1933. He moved to Los Angeles. Bingo, Bango, and a Bongo became one of the top movie cowboy stars. First hit for Capitol, which remained his recording home until 1961, was Jingle. Jangle. Jingle.
Yeah.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never
why
fell.
I never
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann.
Though I've done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and
why
ran.
I up
I got
and
spurs
ran.
That jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle.
Spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle,
go riding merrily,
as I
along.
Go riding merrily,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad
and they
you're
sing,
single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single?
Ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Sally Jane,
oh Sally Jane,
though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't remain.
Why I can't remain.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle,
spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh ain't you glad
and they
you're
sing,
single?
Oh ain't you glad
and
you're
that song
single?
Ain't so very far
and
from
that song
wrong.
Ain't so very
oh,
far
Bessie
from
Lou.
Oh Bessie Lou,
oh Bessie Lou,
oh Bessie Lou,
oh Bessie Lou, though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why it won't come true.
Why it won't
I
come
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I'll go jingling, a jangling, a jingling along.
I mean, I thought Santa was there. Tex Ritter.
Jingle, jangle, jingle. Those are spurs, Ron.
You're glad
you
you're
collapsed
single.
In paroxysms of laughter for a minute there. I don't know what happened.
Ain't
some
you
lyric you liked.
Ain't you glad you're single? And that's things for very far from
okay,
boys and
mind.
Girls. Hello. Wake them. Shake them. Yes.
Hi, I'm Jessica Holmes, also known as Celine Dion or Britney Spears or Liza Minnelli. I'm the author of I Love Your Laugh, and you're listening to CKUW-FM.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
if you've been listening, as I asked you to, the last several weeks, we've been talking and reading from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which I recommend to you every Christmas. Get your parents to buy you a copy. And that is because it's about poor old Scroogey, and Scrooge is the word. You'll still hear that word used, and you'll see him in the Canadian Tire ads. It's not a nice look, boys and girls, not a nice look. And his partner, Jacob Marley, died and came to tell him, I'm giving you three chances, and you better pay attention right now. Don't make me come down there. But he did. He did come down to visit Scrooge, and the next thing you know, he's visited by three spirits. We have already had the spirit of Christmas past. Remember, he had a grand old time thinking when he was an apprentice. But today is going to be the ghost of Christmas present. Scrooge awoke in his own bedroom. There was no doubt about that. But it, in his own adjoining sitting room, into which he shuffled in his slippers, attracted by a great light there, and had undergone a surprising transformation. The walls and the ceiling were so hung with living green that it looked like a perfect grove. You know, all trees all together. The leaves of holly, mistletoe, and ivy reflected back the light, ouch, as if so many little mirrors had been scattered there. And such a mighty blaze went roaring up the chimney as that petrification, get it, petrified exactly, petrification of a hearth had never known in Scrooge's time, or Marley's, or for many and many a winter season gone, heaped upon the floor to form a kind of throne, you know, like the king sits on. Turkeys, geese, game, brawn, look it up, great joints of meat, sucking pigs, long wreaths of sausages, mince pies, plum puddings, barrels of oysters, red hot chestnuts, watch yourself, cherry cheat apples, juicy oranges, luscious pears, immense 12 cakes, and great bowls of punch. In easy state upon this couch, there sat a giant, glorious to see, who bore a glowing torch, in shape not unlike a plenty's horn, think cornucopia, and raised it high to shed its light on Scrooge as he came peeping round the door. Come in and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me. You've never seen the like of me before. Never. Have never walked forth with the younger members of my family, meaning, for I am very young, my elder brothers, born in these later years, pursued the phantom. I don't think I have. I am afraid I have not. Have you had many brother spirits? More than 1,800. It's one of those little conundrums, boys and girls, you see. What's he talking about? He's talking about all the previous Christmases, you see. There's a new figure every Christmas. Scrooge says, a tremendous family to provide for. It's very practical, Mr. Scrooge. Spirit, conduct me where you will. I went forth last night on compulsion, meaning he was forced to, and I learnt a lesson, which is working now. Tonight, if you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it. Touch my robe. Scrooge did as he was told and held it fast. The room and its contents all vanished instantly. And they stood in the city upon a snowing Christmas morning. Scrooge and the ghost passed on, invisible, straight to Scrooge's clerks. And on the threshold of the door, the spirit smiled and stopped to bless Bob Cratchit's dwelling with the sprinklings of his torch. Whoosh. Think of that. Bob had but 15 bob a week himself. That's a currency joke, boys and girls. Yeah, it's an old joke. He pocketed on Saturday but 15 copies of his Christian name, and yet the ghost of Christmas present blessed his four-roomed house. In other words, it wasn't very big. Then up rose Mrs. Cratchit, Cratchit's wife, dressed out but poorly in a twice-turned gown, but brave in ribbons, which are cheap, make a goodly show for sixpence, and she laid the cloth, that's the tablecloth, assisted by Belinda Cratchit, second of her daughters, also brave in ribbons, while Master Peter Cratchit plunged a fork into the saucepan of potatoes. I'll repeat that. Saucepan of potatoes. Wow. Nature's wonder food, boys and girls. You should keep an eye out for Peak of the Market. And getting the corners of his monstrous shirt collar, you know, a big white shirt, exactly, Bob's private property, conferred, given to his son and heir in honor of the day, into his mouth, rejoiced to find himself so gallantly attired. He was looking good, and yearned to show his linen in the fashionable parks. And now, two smaller Cratchits, boy and girl, came tearing and screaming that outside the baker's they had smelt the goose and known it for their own, and basking in luxurious thoughts of sage and onion. These young Cratchits danced about the table and exalted Master Peter Cratchit to the skies, while he, not proud, although his collars nearly choked him, blew the fire until the slow potatoes bubbling up knocked loudly, yes, on the saucepan lid to be let out and peeled. "What has ever got your precious father, then?" said Mrs. Cratchit. "And your brother, Tiny Tim? Martha word is late last Christmas Day by half an hour. Here's Martha, mother!" said a girl, appearing as she spoke. "Here's Martha, mother!" cried the two young Cratchits. "Hurrah! There's such a goose, Martha!" "Why, bless your heart alive, my dear, how late you are!" said Mrs. Cratchit, kissing her a dozen times and taking off her shawl and bonnet for her. "Oh, we'd a deal of work to finish up last night," replied the girl, "and had to clear away this morning, mother." "Yeah, you can forget a 40-hour week here." "Well, never mind, so long as you are come," said Mrs. Cratchit. "Sit ye down before the fire, my dear, and have a warm Lord bless ye." "No, no, there's father coming," cried the two young Cratchits, who were everywhere at once. "Hide, Martha, hide." So Martha hid herself, and in came little Bob, the father, with at least 3 feet of comfort exclusive of the fringe hanging down before him, in his threadbare clothes, that means they're old and in bad shape, darned up and brushed to look seasonable, and Tiny Tim upon his shoulder. Alas, for Tiny Tim, he bore a little crutch, and had his limb supported by an iron frame. "Why, where's our Martha?" cried Bob Cratchit, looking around. "Not coming," said Mrs. Cratchit. "Not coming," said Bob, with a sudden declension in his high spirits, for he had been Tim's blood horse all the way from church and had come home rampant. "Not coming up on Christmas Day?" Well, we know that's not true, boys and girls. So we get to know a bit more about the Cratchit family. And, you know, when I say someone's drinking something from a glass with the handle broken off, you get a feeling this is not a rich family. But they seem to be really enjoying themselves, all sitting in a half circle, each having a little sip of something nice, singing the odd song, and the chestnuts are crackling on the fire. They seem, in a word, to be happy with
joking,
each other.
Joking, hiding on their dad, yes. Having fun.
So Scrooge comes to realize that something is different here and something he could be participating in. And then, as always, he falls into a deep, deep sleep. Next week, boys and girls, stave 5, the final stave of A Christmas Carol. All Scroogey will
be
visited
what happens by
the ghost of Christmas yet to come. The clock is ticking, Scroogey. Indeed, yes. It is. 7:24.
Yes. And you know what?
Know what?
Christmas is not the only celebration at this time of year.
You're quite right. Hanukkah starts on December 14th.
Yes. That's Hanukkah. Tomorrow.
The post-biblical festival of dedication. Today is the 13th.
Yeah.
Just checking here.
Okay.
On this day in history. Speaking of potatoes in that last piece we heard, you know, where they were bubbling and on this day in 1742, William IV, Prince of Orange, tests his mother's potatoes. That's all I know. So, Hanukkah, post-biblical festival of dedication, actually rededication, dedication, annual eight-day celebration of the Maccabean victories of the Jews against the tyranny of the Greco-Syrian Empire. We think of the menorah and lighting the candles, etc. Let's have a little Hanukkah song then.
Yeah.
Under the heading of American Classics, Traditional Songs, Original Settings, at 7:27. Now, I have the full schedule for the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, but as always, you pays to check, and sure enough, Charlie Brown Christmas. All right, no question about that. Tomorrow, but the 2 o'clock show sold out.
What?
So what you have available now is a 7:30 show. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Turned 60 years old this year.
Wow.
Was released in 65. Charlie Brown's Search for the True Meaning of Christmas just delighted millions. Featuring Quinn Green narrating, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra will bring Vince Guaraldi's iconic soundtrack back to the stage. 7:30 then, tomorrow, that's Sunday, Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Go online. Clock is ticking. Lovely early Christmas present.
Thank you.
Jazz Orchestra, Charlie Brown Christmas, tomorrow, 7:30. Although we were listening to the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Don't You Know, from, I guess, a special CD of a Charlie Brown Christmas. At 7:30, how many times do we need to say it? He's coming. He's coming to town. You better be ready. Yes? Know who I mean? Ho, ho, ho! Fortunately, he's a very good guitar player.
Yes.
Randy Bachman.
Yes.
His singing is...
What?
Well, he'd be welcome in our choir, is all I'm going to say, but then so is everybody.
True.
At 7:34.
Yes, especially because he sounds like a tenor, right?
It's a great... Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it doesn't matter.
If you have a pulse, we're interested. I noticed the lyrics on the back of this little single. Daddy wants a new Corvette, CD player and cassette. Mommy wants a 14-carat diamond ring. Now, there's something wrong here in terms of the morality of the whole thing. 7:34. I got something, which could be Facebook, I suppose. The Irish Mist Choir, M-Y-S-T Choir, in partnership, Irish Association of Manitoba, presenting a traditional Irish kitchen party, an afternoon filled with music, Ceilidh dancing, lots of singing, the Flatland Ceilidh Band, the Irish Step Dancers, the Irish Mist Choir, $15. When? Sunday, January the 18th. So another Christmas present for you there. 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be an MLCC raffle and a 50-50 draw where the Irish Association of Manitoba, 654 Aaron Street. So you can call them 888-4234, 888-4234. That's Sunday, January the 18th, for a traditional Irish kitchen party.
For those who are in love, there's a song that's warm and tender. For those who are oppressed, in song you can protest. So liberate your mind and give your soul expression. Open up your hearts, I'll sing for you this song.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free. Those songs of yours and of mine.
It was back in ancient times, the bard would tell his stories of the heroes, of the villain, of the chieftain in the glen, to Elizabethan times and Cromwell in war and fury, for the pipers to the sword, kill the harpers and the bards.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free. Those songs of yours and of mine.
Ireland, land of song, your music lives forever. In its valleys, in its mountains, in its hills and in its glen. Our music did survive through famine and oppression. To the generations gone, I'll sing for you this song.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free. Those songs of yours and of mine.
Wolf Tones from their CD, The Wolf Tones. The Wolf Tones, didn't I tell you just a few months back they'd retired? Yes, well, they've announced they'll be returning to the station next year.
Of course.
Irish Balladeer shows at Thomond Park, Limerick in July, meant to be their final farewell. However, Trio have announced they will be taking the stage once more at Dublin's 3 Arena, following constant calls to return. Constant calls. For more than 60 years, our music has taken us from small halls to some of the biggest stages in the world. Carried always by the people who believed in what we were doing. Stepping back from live performances gave us a rare chance to pause. Also reminded us how much those nights of music and shared spirit have meant. Bingo. So, Friday 3rd and Saturday the 4th, July. There you go, 2026. Tickets will be priced. They start at €51 and go on and up. And they go on sale Friday, December 12th. So the tickets on sale now, Carol, if you want to go to Ireland in July. Now, the funny thing about that, it reminds me of the Terry O'Reilly piece.
We've got Fringe Festival through July.
Oh, sorry, lads. So Terry O'Reilly yesterday, yes. And Thursday, and therefore again today at 11:30.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes is all about bands that said, that's it, we're done, and now we're back.
Yeah.
He did quite a bit of that. He talks about products that seem to disappear and occasionally are brought back.
Ah.
Goodbye Kleenex, for example.
Okay.
Well, you are. And what about the whistle dog? What about the whistle dog? Let's not get started there.
Okay.
11:30 today on CBC Radio.
Right.
Under the Influence with Terry O'Reilly. 7:37. Who'll say 7:39 in the blink of an eye? Born in this day in 1948, Jeff Skunk Baxter.
What?
Many things. American rock guitarist. Doobie Brothers from 74 to 79.
Oh, okay.
He's also a missile defense consultant.
What?
But we want to hear about when he was with Steely Dan.
Okay.
That you think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away?
Time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time?
Citizen Steely Dan, 1972 to 1980, disc one. No, no, that's all we're playing for today at 7:44.
Okay.
Carol McKibben, I'm just looking at, we never used the last couple of weeks. Age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese.
Oh, right.
So I just happened to crack it open here at, worrying is the most natural and spontaneous of all human functions. It is time to acknowledge this, perhaps even to learn to do it better. So said pathologist Lewis Thomas. You know what they say about the pathologist? What? He knows everything, but a day too late.
Yeah.
7:45. Now it's time to throw yourself at the mercy of Santa.
What?
You could still write a letter, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I would say.
Probably get to him. And tone counts for everything, I think.
Santa, I'm asking for the best thing that I can think of. Please bring tonight someone for me to love. I've been good, done what I should.
CD, I See a Star. Gwen Smith wrote that, I believe, at 7:48.
Yeah, Gwen Smith.
Now, New York Times, and this goes back, I think, he died in November, but I've just come across it now from yesterday's paper. Phil Upchurch, prolific jazz guitarist, showed his chops on enduring pop songs with Chaka Khan, I'm Every Woman, Michael Jackson, Working Day and Night, died November 23rd in Los Angeles. He was 84. So, worked his way through the Chicago blues and R&B scene in the 50s and 60s. Actually, Upchurch himself released more than 20 albums as a solo artist or band leader. But I've gone back to early 1961. He's on acoustic guitar on this. It was a hit.
Okay.
So many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone. There must be a cloud in my head. Rain keeps falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. It keeps on falling.
Excited there. D. Clark from a two LP set of goodies from the 50s, I think, for the most part, and then into the 60s, issued by Zellers.
Zellers.
Yes, yes. Got it for a song at Into the Music. You can too. Don't forget. Well, February will be a fun drive, and that's when we can get a chance to get a new friends card.
Right.
Good for discount on goods and services all around the city for a year. Anyways, Phil Upchurch, we said, played acoustic guitar on that. Performed on a variety of various Curtis Mayfield film soundtracks, Superfly, etc. He was born July 19, 1941 in Chicago. His father was a jazz guitarist and a city bus driver. He said his father gave him, wait for it, a ukulele at age 13. And that made all the difference, don't you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Graduated from high school, 58. Toured with the Spaniels and other popular groups as well. But as I say, began releasing records on his own in the early 1960s. And the big hit he had, say, also 1961, bluesy instrumental dancing called You Can't Sit Down, Part 2. And then later on, somebody put a vocal version to it. When you're on South Street, you can't sit down. You got to get your moving. You can't sit down. Yes, exactly. 7:53.
Yes.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
And so, leave you with a little bit of reminder that we'll be back next Saturday, live.
Yes,
yes, we're not going anywhere through the holidays. I'll
That's
be here
right.
doing pages as well.
On Christmas
That's
Day.
That's it, exactly.
Yes.
Thursdays, 5 to 5:30. But a reader's book of days. On this day, December 13th, born 1871, Emily Carr, Chief Kleebook, The House of All Sorts. Ross McDonald, the mystery writer, born on this day in 1950, a drowning pool. Died on this day, Samuel Johnson.
Wow.
Conversation with Boswell one night saying, thought the conversation went fairly well, and Boswell said, yes, sir, you tossed and gored several people. Yes.
Dear, dear, dear.
I died on this day in 1972, L.P. Hartley. You don't know L.P. Hartley, but you do. Remember the movie?
I do.
The Go-Between?
Yes, all right.
So, 1936 on this day. Knowing only the abstract characters and landscapes of Samuel Beckett's plays, it's surprising to learn that earlier in his career, long before Waiting for Godot was first produced, he filled notebooks with his plans for a play about the relationship between Samuel Johnson and Hester Thrale. Can't think why there hasn't been a film of Johnson with Charles Lawton, he wrote to a friend on this day. There are 50 plays in his life. Very true, very true. Carol McKibbitt, one more jumble.
Okay, it's a six-letter one, so I hope you're ready. L-A-H-E-H-T.
Oh, the letters again? I'm working on my headset here. Yes.
Yeah, okay. L-A-H-E-H-T.
Health?
Yes.
Health. Well, I've got sound in one ear, but that's good enough for now. 7:55.
Okay.
So
we can deal with that.
We will be back next Saturday
week.
Morning.
Yep.
Hope you will be as well.
You're going to finish off Christmas Carol for the kiddies next week.
Oh, that's
week.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
And Christmas Carol, of course, next. It's probably the 18th and the 19th, whatever those days are. Oh, the 19th.
Yes.
At 8:45 in the morning, I'll be reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"
Ooh.
On the CTV morning show as well.
Okay.
Make sure I mark my calendar, never mind anybody else. On this day, then.
I gave you, well, never mind.
Yes, I have my new calendar pad.
New calendar pad.
1928, George Gershwin, American in Paris, symphonic poem in Carnegie Hall, with the Phil conducted by Walter Damrosch. We have a little piano from the... Gershwin plays Gershwin, the piano rolls. Now, this is not Mr. Gershwin. There's a chap named Milne and a second name, I think it's Leith. But the truth is, these were two separate cut piano rolls
yeah.
by the same guy. And he used two names.
Very bad.
An American in Paris, then, to leave you with. We can't be there right now.
Yeah.
At least we can travel in our memories.
Okay.
Stay tuned for This Is Hell, up next.